About page 724. Page 724. Ezekiel chapter 36. Verses 16 to 32. This is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled by their ways and their deeds. Their ways before me were like the uncleanness of a woman in her menstrual. For the idols of which they had defiled them. I scattered them among the nations. They were dispersed through the countries. In accordance with their ways and their deeds, I judged them. Within the age of the nations, wherever they came, they profaned my holy name. And the people said of them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they had to go out of his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel hath profaned among the nations to which they came. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have. Which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses. And from all your idols, I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will deliver you from all your uncleannesses. And I will summon the grain and make it abundant, and lay the famine upon you. I will make the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field abundant, that you may never again suffer the disgrace of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good. You will load yourselves for your iniquities and your abominations. It is not for your sake that I will act, declares the Lord God. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Please pray with me.
O Lord, with you is the fountain of life. From light do we see light. Open to us now your word. Let us hear feast on the abundance of your house. Of your delights. We ask in the name of your Son,
Amen.
Man's chief end is to glorify God, to enjoy him forever. But what does it mean to glorify God? To glorify God is to honor him. Of who he is. This honor is shown in different ways. We honor the Lord by worshiping him. By worshiping him in a way that reflects the truth of who he is. We worship with reverence and awe, for he is holy. We sing his praise, for he is worthy. He is righteous. We seek his pardon, for he is gracious. We rejoice in his presence, for he is good. We call upon his name, for he is able. We honor him in our worship by worshiping him in a way that reflects the truth of who he is, that declares and shows forth his glory. Coming like him. By living lives that reflect the truth of who he is. We submit to him in all things, for he is sovereign over everything. We are conformed to his image, for we are made in his image. We rest on the Sabbath, for he is the Lord of the Sabbath. We are gracious to others, for he is patient with us. We are kind to others, for he is kind to us. We speak the truth to all, for he is the truth of all. And we speak it in love, for he is love. When someone meets you, he should know the Lord better by you. He should know the life of heaven better. Upon you. Our lives.
should know his love better by our love. Our children should know his care by our care. Strangers should know his hospitality better by our hospitality. But how often is this not so? How often? The name of Christ upon us will be called to our lives. Harsh with our children. How often, with the name of Christ upon us, do we ignore the stranger? And so we profane his name. For by such things, we do not reflect the truth of who he is. This is why sin is the corruption of our nature. Because it is the distortion of his image. And his image bearers sin. To glorify God is to reflect the truth of who he is. To profane his name is to misrepresent the truth of who he is. This is what it means to take his name in vain. It is to use his name for a purpose that does not reflect the truth of who he is. To worship him by idols profanes his name, for he is not made with human hands. His name profanes his name, for he is the giver of life, the father of the fathers, the protector of widows. To boast in ourselves profanes his name, for he is our only glory. One who would glorify himself cannot glorify God. Ezekiel chapter 36. Defile the land with innocent blood. They defiled the sanctuary with idols. They sought their own way. And thus he poured out his wrath upon them and scattered them among the nations. But even there, they profaned his name. Yet not in the way that we might expect. Notice what the Lord says in verse 20. But when they came to the nations, wherever they came, they proclaimed, these are the people of the Lord. and yet they had to go out of his land. When we hear the Lord speak of his name being profaned by his people among the nations, we might expect to hear him speak of something that they had done or of something that they had said. But that is not what we hear. We hear instead of what others had said. These are the people of the Lord. And yet they had to go out of his land. And at first, for why would this profane the Lord's name? Was it not rather the vindication of his name? Was it not rather the demonstration of his holiness? The removing of a sinful people from his holy presence? Was not the exile of his people among the nations the vindication of his holiness, the vindication of the truth, that sin may not dwell with God? How is it was not the vindication of his holiness, but the profaning of his name? It is hard to understand until we listen carefully again to what was being said. These are the people of the Lord. The people of Israel were known by the name of the Lord. A name that he brought them to the land of promise. The people of Israel were known by his name. And not simply because they called upon his name, because he himself placed his name upon them. Remember what the Lord said to Aaron concerning the blessing, the benediction of his people. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall embrace you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. These words are familiar to us, but perhaps less familiar is what the Lord then says next. Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. So shall you put my name upon the people of Israel. So shall you put my name upon the people of Israel. In the priests speaking the benediction to the people, they were called by his name. because of what they had done, because of what he had done. They were called by his name, not because they called upon his name, but because he placed his name upon them. The Lord bound himself to his people and bound his people to him. And placing his name upon them, he was binding them to himself and binding himself. As their husband. The Lord is the husband of his people. The marriage. What happens? A marriage. The name of a man becomes the name of his wife. The two become one flesh and are thereafter called by one name. In marriage, a husband not only takes a wife to himself, but he gives himself. Has belongs to her. That is why she is called by his name. And called by his name, her deeds become his deeds. Her triumphs become his triumphs. And her failures become his failures. The honor of his name becomes bound to her. And not only by what she does, but also by what is done to her. When she is injured, is harmed. When she languishes in distress, stripped of her clothing, locked and derided and oppressed, it is not her name that is profaned, but his. So it was with the people of God. His name was upon them. His name was upon them in the land, and his name was upon them in exile. They were called by his name. They were known by his name. Bound to him and he to them. Though they were there because of their sin, called into question his greatness and his glory. Why was he not able to feed his people in the land? His name is the blood of his presence. His name is the pledge of his love. Is the Lord powerless to deliver? Is he helpless? Behold, these are the people of the Lord. they had to go out of the land. So in Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord swears to act, to deliver, to save, out of concern for his holy name. Verse 21, I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations to which they came. This for the sake of his name, and not on account of us. But it only troubles us if there is still pride within us. For here we find grace beyond measure. Here is grace that is infinite. Is grace that is free. The God would save us for the sake of his glory and not our own. The God would buy the glory of his name for the salvation of his people. May at last give thanks to God's chief end is his own glory and not ours. The reason for which he loves us is to be found in him, not in us. No greater honor that can be had than to have the name of the Lord placed upon you, such that the holiness of his name is bound to you. The Lord speaks of the vindication of his holiness. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among them, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. What does this mean? What does it mean that he will vindicate means that he will prove he alone is God, and that there is no God like him. What sets apart the Lord from the gods of the nations? What sets apart the Lord from the idols of the peoples? Not that his people were sinful and worthy of death. This is common to all. But he alone is able to deliver his people. from sin and death. When our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, the name of the Lord was profaned. When he was stripped of his cloak, when he was mocked and derided and beaten and oppressed, the name of the Lord was profaned. When he suffered and died and was buried, the name of the Lord had concern for his name. For this was his son. His name is bound to him. His name is inseparable from him. So he vindicated his holiness through him. By putting sin to death in him and raising him from the dead. We see the fullness of truth. In Christ, we see the fullness of who God is. A God able to deliver his people from sin and death. There is no one like him. There is no one above him or beside him. His name is holy and worthy of wonder and praise. Through you. Not know that no baptism has placed his name upon him. In your baptism, he has bound his name to you, and he is concerned for his holy name. He will vindicate his holiness through you. He will raise you from the dead. The sake of his holy name, the Father gave his Son. For the sake of his holy name, the Son gave his life. For the sake of his holy name, the Spirit raised him from the dead. For the sake of his holy name, he will justify you. For the sake of his holy name, he will sanctify you. For the sake of his holy name, he will glorify you. He will vindicate his holiness. Who is a God like you? pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance. He does not retain his anger forever, as he delights in steadfast love. His concern for his holy name. He will vindicate his holiness. And glorify him. Thank you.